so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the case.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
My town is like an island in a sea of wheat, an interstate. Been shipwrecked here my whole damn life. My parents think the place is great. My grandma told me stories about dancing. We'll be right back.
good times aren't over just 'cause you're no fun. Yeah, you got me thinking about your concerns, though they're not unfounded, they're my truths to learn. If you want, if you wanted to, you'd give a little time. You can't have your values, you can't hold them tight, but it's weird thinking, and it's now tonight. You may think you'll see me begging on my knees, but you've never known me. I mean, baby, please. 'Cause if you wanted to, you'd give a little time. If you want,
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard The Legend of Squid and Moon from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Before that, Dancing Gold from Belly. And before that, Draw Me a Sky from Stereo Telescope. And here we have Lily Black in the studio.
Hi.
So we're going to play an exclusive. It's an exclusive premiere from their new stuff. And it's called My Own Hero.
Yeah, that's the EP name.
So do you guys want to say anything about it before we play it?
It will be out later this month, very soon. You guys are getting a sneak preview before it's out.
It's our second EP. We had one that came out about a year ago.
Yeah.
And so this is our second one. It's a lot more laid back and chill if you've heard our first one. So, yeah.
Just trying out different stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go.
Darling,
was pretty amazing.
Thank you.
What do you guys think?
That's the first song we've ever used like a loop on with, which was pretty interesting to do. And I don't know, in my opinion, that sounds like it could be in like a Disney movie.
Yeah, like a love story for robots or something. Disney
it's
hit us up.
It's such a little like like, I don't know. I could see one of those little Disney animals singing it, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a different, like, I wrote that one, and it's just, like, a different kind of thing from our previous EP. It's just a different feeling, and it was nice writing. It was nice switching it up.
So. Yeah, I remember when we actually got together, I went over to your house, and you showed me the song, and I thought it was awesome. It was, like, I had no idea it was going to be the title track. But, yeah, we just, like, bounced ideas off and just, like, finished the song because it was, like, half written at the time, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And then, boom, yeah, I totally forgot about that. And then you, like, helped me fix it up and finish it. And then
yeah, it came out really nice.
Boom, there we go.
Sounds great, so.
Track, there we go.
So how about we actually introduce the band, starting from the shyest person first?
So
go ahead, Liam.
You're on the spot.
I'm Liam. I'm the drummer in Lily Black. And I've played with these guys for a few years now. We've played at Sally O'Brien's, at Paddy's in Cambridge. We've played at the Middle East a few times. And yeah.
I'm Bobby. I play guitar. Just went through the history, so I've been there pretty much the whole way.
Yeah, I'm Phoebe. I play the keys, and I'm the backup singer, and I have a little bit of ukulele on this EP, so we'll probably play that. No, I've been with the band for a little over a year and a half at this point, so I jumped in right when we were recording our first EP. I had two rehearsals and then just hopped into the recording studio, which is crazy but cool. So it's been really awesome to see this whole thing come together.
Yeah, truly rad. I'm Lily. I am the singer in this band. And I've been with these guys since we started this thing. So it's been awesome. You guys are the best, and it's just so awesome to be in a friendly band and play music and write music that we all truly feel like passionate about and really put our all into. So it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's good to get along. Like a friend of mine who's kind of a little bit successful, he said that basically his band just like when they're on tour, they just fight and nap. That's it.
That's
I'm down with napping.
We do a lot of napping. You do a lot of napping.
Oh my gosh, I sleep under like tables. You should see.
You sleep everywhere.
In the recording studio, there's this one table that I just will sleep under. But yeah, no arguing, which is super awesome.
I think it's the napping. The napping keeps us from fighting.
Yeah, that's so true. It's like we're toddlers. We need to nap or we're going to get cranky.
Mm-hmm.
That's us.
Breakfast burrito helps too.
So I think we should play another track.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
How about We actually have a cover on this EP by the Cave Dogs, which is a Boston band. We love them. Liam actually introduced us to them. He showed us the song, and we all really dug it, and we really wanted to throw it on the EP. So we asked the Cave Dogs band members if we could do that, message them up, and they let us. So it's awesome. Leave Me Alone is the name of this one.
Queuing it up here.
Sweet.
On the high tech thing here. We get it right.
You said
This is Lily Black. And you're listening to WMFO Medford on the Town with Mikey D.
Woo! So, that was Leave Me Alone, originally by the Cave Dogs that we covered on our new EP.
We all love it. Such a jamming song.
Great song.
The music video is pretty cool, too.
Oh, yeah. And so we just said we were Lily Black, so if you want to check us out on Spotify and iTunes and our website, we have a Facebook page and a YouTube channel where we post some videos. We have a music video out for a single that we released recently, You're Probably Right, which is also on this EP. So if you haven't heard that yet, we might play that tonight.
Boom, she said it all. Yep.
We do have a gig coming up.
Yeah. Bobby, announce it.
Yeah, so we got a gig coming up this Saturday. Sally O'Brien's at 9:30. It's 9.
Oh, there's another band. What? Oh.
Hunter.
Liam knows. Liam's on it. Hunter. They're the other band that's playing. Sally O'Brien's, 9:00 in Somerville. It's gonna be awesome.
If you can make it, you should totally come. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
It's totally like one of the up and coming, like, new places to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a great place to play. We've played there a bunch before.
Yeah, it's been there like a long time, but now like bands are like, you know, they're some of the old places are getting closed down and stuff, and so bands that didn't used to play there are now like, oh yeah, it's really awesome.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Jonas who works there, because he always like gets us shows there, and mm-hmm. he's been awesome to us. So thank you, Jonas.
Yeah, thanks.
You guys don't just barge in and take over and say, we're playing tonight.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
As much as we'd like to.
Not sorry.
Yeah. Run in the door with our gear and just throw it down.
As cool as we try to be, I think if we tried to do that,
we're not going to get there.
Yeah, no.
That's in the future. It's a dream.
Maybe someday we'll just be able to barge in the place and be like, let us play.
Yeah. But.
We'd be running into Stan Martin, wouldn't we?
But no, yeah, so we played the Middle East, and we also played at One's Ballroom for, was it?
Yeah, that's right. JJ Gunson, and that was for the...
Concert Across America to end gun violence.
Oh, that's awesome,
That was a really fun gig.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, that place rules.
Oh,
it really does.
So
we opened for Fuel.
Yeah. We opened for Fuel, too. That was a little while ago. That was,
It was in Providence.
Yeah, Providence.
That was in Providence. And we also opened for Say We Can Fly at the Middle East.
The Middle East is so fun.
It's such a great venue.
We did like a Halloween show there too.
Yeah, we headlined the Halloween show.
It was so fun. That was probably
such a party.
One of my most favorite gigs.
That
was awesome.
That was really fun. We've done a lot of that and
had a great time doing it.
And we hope really
to keep
fun.
Playing shows and keep doing stuff because it's the best.
It's
awesome.
Been really cool.
So this new stuff that we're listening to, where did you guys record it?
We recorded it, actually. We work out of wonderful Liam over here. We work out of his house because his dad helps manage the band, and they have like an in-house little like...
Babyland Studios.
Oh, yeah.
And it's awesome, and that's where we do all our...
But we actually did record something professionally, and that was You're Probably Right. We recorded that at Mammoth Studios.
That's right.
And so that's also on this EP, which is it's a fun song.
That was a nice studio.
Woolly Mammoth Studios.
Mammoth. That was a lot of cool stuff.
We know what you mean.
Yeah.
That's a famous studio.
The most famous studio you've never heard of.
I heard of it. But I'm supposed to have heard of everything, so. So, what are you guys thinking as far as the next track that we're going to play? Because we're going to play another track.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thinking maybe.
Do we want to do Waiting for a Change?
Yeah,
let's do
the
that.
Censored version, of course.
Of course.
Yes. Of course.
Keep it radio appropriate.
True that.
Queuing it up here.
High tech.
On the modern high tech stuff here. And here we go. Wow, really, really digging the drums on that one.
Hey.
That's all Liam.
Silent killer over there.
Killer drum player.
Very crisp.
I agree.
And I liked the kind of prog-ish breakdown.
Oh, yeah, that was Bobby.
Yeah, that's me. I had a similar song on the last EP with like a breakdown sort of section. I don't know, I enjoy the prog stuff.
Well, the thing is, like, usually prog bands will do a breakdown, but it doesn't keep, like, you know, having like the steady beat or whatever. They get all like really proggy and stuff.
Yeah, we just like keep it steady all the way through that.
Yeah, so that made it kind of neat because it went off, you know, veered off into this prog territory, but still stayed a song.
Yeah.
Stayed a pop punk song. Especially the drumming like makes it like keeps it.
It's tight, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. As for the people that played on the EP, we actually had two people play bass. Liam, who were those?
At the same time?
No.
That would have been cool. That would have been very cool.
Something to track for the next
two
one.
Of the different tracks, I think.
Yeah.
Two tracks per person.
Yeah. So. Two of them were done by Dean Cassell, and the other two, the more upbeat ones, including the last one we just played, were done by Jim Haggerty.
So yeah, they were our bass players for this EP.
Yeah, they're awesome too, and they filled in for gigs too. They're just super duper great. So
super
nice.
Talented, super nice. Wonderful people. But. So
again, if you weren't here before and you're here now, we have a gig on Saturday at 9 at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville, and it's...
Is that 9 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m. If it was at 9 a.m.,
you definitely
we
wouldn't
probably
be there.
Would not sound no. good.
And what? And what time zone is it? 9 p.m.
I'm terrible with
Eastern
time.
Standard Eastern Time.
I'm just
Standard.
Terrible.
Am I right? Railing us with the hard questions.
Yeah, no. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at
Sally O'Brien's.
Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. So you should check us out if you're going to be in town.
If you're around, it'll be awesome.
It's going to be great. But yeah.
So how about another track?
Ooh, that would be swell.
Totally. Do you want to do Ragdoll?
Ragdoll.
We can slow it down from the last one and do Ragdoll, which has a little cameo ukulele playing on
it. Yeah, we added some uke on this one. Phoebes, the talented Phoebes here, plays keys, uke, backing vocals. Awesome, just so awesome.
Who knew?
And this one, like... I think, I did most of the writing for this one, but...
And then you stopped, and then, like, somebody else picked it up?
No.
No, you did most of the writing.
I did the whole writing.
You're the lyricist for the band.
But, it wouldn't be the track that it is without you guys, because, like, you guys, formed it into a living thing. But, I don't know, this track, also, kind of like my own here, it's kind of, like, more slow... Just tried some different stuff with this one.
Still has that Lily feel to it, though. Like you've developed your own style with the songwriting, and I really like it.
Thanks, man.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. So
let's give it a shot.
Lately, I've been feeling like a sticking needles through my skin. Do you think the outcome was worth it? Did you get what you wanted? Was it worth it, baby? Was it worth it? Tell me, darling. Tell me, darling. 'Cause I feel like I need stitches when I'm with you. My heart feels like it's falling apart, and you're pulling the thread.
It's funny how bands can just sense, like, when their own songs are, like, winding down and about to end.
We kind of wanted it to, like, have, like, that little ending kind of slide into the ending there.
Yeah, we know them pretty well. They're, like, our children.
We make these
love childs of, you know, like, ideas and music and sounds.
Squish them into songs.
That's really accurate, actually.
Yeah, take little elements from different things.
And it's funny, too, like, after a while of, like, playing and listening, when you're just, like, recording or when you're just trying to, like, practice songs, get them down for, like, gigs and stuff, you just end up hearing your own songs a lot. And then, you know, every little piece kind of sticks in your brain, which is good in some parts, but it's also kind of annoying in some other parts. But for the most part, it's nice. It's nice to, like, know your own songs, especially that comes in handy for gigs.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Especially, like, the gig at Sally O'Brien's that you...
Yeah. Yes,
that is. You told us about.
This Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern
PM.
Standard. P.M. Did I say A.M.?
P.M. Just making sure.
It's Eastern Standard Time?
Eastern Standard.
Yes, it is.
In case you're flying in to see us.
Come fly into Somerville. See us at Sally O'Brien's.
Fly into Sally O'Brien's.
So there is, like, one, I think there's one track that I think we forgot to play or something.
Did we play that one? You're probably right. There it is. That's the one.
The single off the album.
Yeah, that was our single. Bobby, do you want
to... we have a music video for it up on our YouTube channel.
Andrea.
Oh, yeah.
Helped us out with that one.
That's right. She did a great job.
Yeah.
Animated. Wow.
We did a little, like, animated.
Like cartoons.
Yeah.
Cartoons.
I think we all like cartoons.
Ooh, can I take a sec to talk about cartoons? Because
cartoons
are my life. So I've had some ideas for the album after this one, and I know that's kind of a stretch or kind of farther away because this one is literally not even released yet. You guys are getting the first listen.
Sneak peek.
But I've had some ideas because I've always loved cartoons. Cartoons have been a huge part of my life. And I really would love to incorporate as much cartoons as I can with music. So hopefully, maybe around for the next EP or something, or at least maybe a couple songs, I hope to do some more, like, maybe I'll try some animation or just do some drawings or something, or somehow incorporate some cartoons. So if you're into cartoons and you're into, like, punk, rock music, pop music, stuff like that, check us out. Lily Black.
Cartoon band.
A cartoon band. And can I just say that Lily is a phenomenal artist?
I know
none of you can see this because we're on the radio, but she is a phenomenal artist.
I'm trying to, like, teleport some, like, images from my mind across the airwaves.
Professor X
over
here.
You designed the cover of our EP, and so you'll see that if you get a physical copy, which you can check out and get from our website.
Or if you just, you know, peep us on, like, iTunes or something like that, that'll be the cover, too.
Right.
So, yeah. But this last song that we're going to play for you guys is called You're Probably Right. This is our single. It's been out for, like, a year, and it's actually on iTunes and Spotify now. So you can check that out if you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Or if you want.